bad to ugly for Merck.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Things have been looking pretty bleak for drug maker Merck. It faces thousands of lawsuits over the painkiller Vioxx, and the company is taking on those cases one at a time to prove Vioxx did not cause heart problems in some patients. Well, there's some new information that will give Merck's lawyers a huge headache. Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
Last year, the New England Journal of Medicine published a Merck-sponsored study that showed the risks associated with Vioxx didn't show up unless patients took the drug for 18 months. But the medical journal has now published a correction, saying cardiac problems can occur after only 4 months. That might sound like semantics, but it could make things a whole lot worse for Merck, says David Logan, dean of Roger Williams Law School.
Well, let's say that even when they were being supposedly forthright, they were still sitting on data that suggested that there's a whole another range of cases. That's the kind of conduct that can rise to the level of fraud and expose a defendant to multiple damage awards.
Logan says the new information could push Merck to work out some kind of global settlement for Vioxx.
Their articulated strategy of fighting every one of these, to the death seems less likely now.
Merck has acknowledged flaws in the analysis, but says it stands by the original conclusions of the study. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
I'll tell you flat out, one of my pet peeves is business speak. In my world, a pre-owned vehicle is a used car. Phrases like going forward make my skin crawl. In the stock market, brokers use terms like outperform and overweight. But brokerage giant Goldman Sachs said this week it's going to cut out the jargon. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
Analysts at Goldman now have three simple choices when rating stocks: buy, neutral, and sell. A while back, several Wall Street firms got in trouble for publishing biased or deceptive stock research. UC Davis finance professor Brad Barber says since then, brokerages have been moving away from euphemisms.
It just adds a level of translation that's not necessary.
Some analysts still hesitate to call a spade. When brokerage analyst Richard Beauvais likes a stock, he rates it a buy. But when delivering bad news, Beauvais prefers the more vague term, market perform.
Let's assume somebody owns a million shares of Goldman Sachs and you put a sell on it. And the market listens to what you say and the price drops 4 or 5% that day. Well, the customer who owns the Goldman Sachs is likely to never pay you again.
Beauvais says he only works with sophisticated investors who understand the code. When it comes to mom and pop, he says simpler is probably better. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Wall Street got off to a good start for this week. All the major indexes gained 0.5%. The Dow jumped 56 points to 11,045. The Nasdaq was up 12, and the S&P 500 climbed 6 points. Some of the big internet service providers are teaming up to fight child pornography on the web. Among them, AOL, Microsoft, and Earthlink. They've come up with a central database of emailed images. AOL plans to check email attachments that are already being scanned for viruses. This is Marketplace. Microsoft probably owns your computer desktop at work, right? Well, apparently that's not enough for the software giant. Bill Gates now wants your phone, too. Here's Lisa Napoli.
Cisco and Nortel, look out. The House of Gates has announced it wants to own the business telephone market. Ina Fried of News.com knows why.
So for them to grow their business, which Wall Street really wants them to do, they basically do need to find new lands to conquer. And this is one of the big ones that they're going after.
Fried says the race to own the so-called unified communications market is going to be a competitive one. Lots of companies want to bring together voicemail, email, and other digital communications. But the almighty Microsoft's already pledged $10 billion to the concept and has that infamous knack for bigfooting the little guys. Remember Netscape? In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians and patients to manage cardiac disease with therapies that diagnose, monitor, and treat heart disorders. More at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. We can all use a second chance from time to time, even old buildings. Second Chance is the name of a nonprofit that rescues parts of old buildings and resells them. The business model is catching the attention of recycling advocates and property owners around the country. Trent Woolby reports.
Classical music breezes through a high-ceilinged showroom, and perfectly placed spotlights shimmer on beautiful old things.
To the left are these beautiful Philadelphia windows from the Philadelphia Civic Center with a seal, state seal of Pennsylvania. To the right, a huge oak cabinet, probably from a pharmacy or some other commercial context. Unbelievably gorgeous.
Daniel Sullivan may sound like a salesman at a high-end antique shop, but he actually runs one of Second Chance's four warehouses on the run-down south side of Baltimore. All of the artifacts here have been donated. Some are simply dropped off at the warehouse. But much of it comes from places like this home in Severna Park, Maryland, through a process called deconstruction. Darrell Majette is a deconstruction supervisor. Today's with the crew tearing down drywall.
Basketball courts. Sometimes we get carpet if it's in good shape, stairs, we get doors. I mean, we get anything that's of value that we can resell to the public.
Most people think of architectural salvage in a decorative sense.
Mark Foster is the founder and executive director of Second Chance.
We go to the point of taking up floors and taking out dimensional lumber.
Second Chance charges about $25,000 to deconstruct a home. That's about 25% more than someone would pay for a straight demolition. But it's hard for property owners to resist when they can see about $200,000 in tax write-offs from salvaged materials. Baltimore likes Second Chance, and not just because it's recycling bits of the city's history. About half its staff comes from the municipal job pool, and it guarantees employment after applicants have completed deconstruction training. Property owners technically donate the buildings to be torn down, but there are other incentives.
Second Chance and its staff can go into that building and remove all of the tax-deductible items from that building, generating significant tax deductions for you as a building owner. I think more people are coming to realize that, yes, they can offset the cost of deconstruction and do a good thing at the same time.
And they get a healthy shot of good PR in the process, helping to create jobs for Baltimore. Darrell Majette used to work at a London fog coat factory. After it closed down and moved offshore, he was out of work. Now he's happy to have a well-paying job that he actually enjoys.
And it makes you feel good when you go in and take a mantle down and bring it back in one piece, and then you can see that, you know, it's something that's still living, you know. And I'm looking forward to being with the company until I retire.
Second Chance expects to have programs up and running in Philadelphia and Washington by 2007. In Baltimore, I'm Trent Woolby for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
It's a vacant lot that developers want to...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.